This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sometimes people bond with the places they shop. You know, you'd be sad if they canceled the Wednesday Farmers Market. To Tennessee now, where a Piggly Wiggly supermarket has closed in a changing neighborhood. Here's Juliana Kim of WPLN in Nashville.
It's the last week for the Piggly Wiggly near Nashville's downtown, and Ken Blair, a regular, says the store reminds him of the small mom-and-pop shops he used to go to.
It's like a family atmosphere here.
But Piggly Wiggly is a chain, with two more locations in Nashville and hundreds across the country. For Blair and others, it fills a critical need for residents who don't have easy access to groceries. It's especially tough for Gwendolyn Sutton, who has a hard time walking.
I've got a slip disc to my back.
Sutton lives two blocks away from the store at a public housing building for the elderly and people with disabilities. She went to Piggly Wiggly about three times a day on her motorized wheelchair. Now, she and other tenants are unsure how they'll get by.
Probably have to catch a bus to go down to Kroger or Walmart or pay somebody to take you.
Sutton sees Piggly Wiggly as the latest victim of the city's changing landscape. A developer has studied putting apartments and retail space there. The first Piggly Wiggly opened in 1916 in Memphis.
In those days, you didn't pick up. When you went to a store, you called out your order to a clerk, and a clerk, listening to you, gathered what you wanted, and then you paid.
Mike Freeman has written about the rise and fall of the founder, Clarence Saunders. Freeman says Piggly Wiggly revolutionized supermarkets.
Saunders thought, well, you don't need all these clerks to run a grocery store. He's just put the products out in reach of the customers.
Another Saunders innovation, putting a price tag on every item.
The Piggly Wiggly design is the basic design of every convenience store.
But the chain's presence has been shrinking in recent years. Stores in South Carolina and Alabama have also recently closed, raising concerns about food deserts. In Nashville, I'm Juliana Kim for Marketplace.